Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Matrix Mouth Miller of Firaxis fame.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
We've also got Justin, where's my shoelace, Ficarada of Freeverse Software.
How's it going?
We hadn't done a show in so long, I don't even remember what I'm doing.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh, look, I've been busy.
Fuck it, let's do it live.
Miller's been busy. Vic, I'm sure you've been busy, but we're finally...
I've been jerking off the last 3 months.
We're finally caught back up, and we're going to start doing these shows regularly, right, guys?
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Checks in the mail.
And to kick this damn show off, we've got to get a battle in. So who are we battling today?
All right, so our battle this week is our friend Kaysen, or Kaysen, I guess is his name. He's called a bunch of times... And he's a kid from Oregon.
Right.
So we have a very special Oregon
battle.
Well,
let's go ahead and explain what battle
Kaysen
is for those who don't know. Battle is where we call up one of our listeners and make them do some sort of terrible task related to video games that publicly humiliates them. And then they put proof of it online, and then they become a winner.
That's right. They don't win anything.
Right. But they become a winner.
Right. So anyway, let's give this kid a call. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Hello, is this Kaysen?
Yes.
This is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing?
Doing good.
Are you ready for battle, son?
I am ready for battle.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Well, considering you live in Oregon, we have a very special Oregon-themed battle for you today. Are you ready to hear what it is?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we all remember the game Oregon Trail, right? This is probably one of the most entertaining games of all time. You could die of dysentery, get bit by snake, you could break wagon wheel, drown a river, and shoot buffalo. So your challenge today is to recreate one of these memorable moments with your friends from Oregon Trail. Now, there are bonus points for period costumes, creative presentation, and also if you can work in Tomonobu Itagaki somewhere in your recreation. Oh, we lost him.
We lost him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, he got scared and ran
away.
Get his
ass back here.
Gotta get him back.
Actually, are you recording his end of the conversation?
Yeah, I'm recording Skype.
Oh. I'm gonna sex you so bad.
Don't do that.
This is not sweet.
We lost you.
Keyshawn. That's his name.
Keyshawn.
He might get back to you if he wants to.
Look. But, you better tell him. You better tell him to get back right now. Go find him. Go find him.
Yeah, that's right. So, we'll call you later.
Yep.
By the way, he's cool.
His main is not letting him battle.
Talk to Liz. Go call Liz right now. I'm probably calling Deshaun too right now. All right. Well. Call you back later if you want.
Dude, hang up on this clown.
That's it.
What is this?
You lose.
What the hell is that?
Buzzer X, please. That guy.
I don't know what the fuck that was. That is not what I wanted to hear.
Uh-uh.
That was his man dominatrix.
Okay, that's it. No battle victory for him.
Keyshawn, your man has failed you. Your boy.
You're on the list of shame now forever. Like, you didn't even attempt it.
You're going to have to do something crazy to make up for that. I better see $1,000 on my doorstep.
You're dead.
You're dead
to
us.
You understand me? You're dead.
Forum goons, you hear that? He's dead. Somebody find out what his username is. He's dead.
Public shaming.
Next week, he's actually dead.
That's pretty bad, invoking the Best Damn Podcast Ever forums on someone. Like, nobody deserves that, no matter what they did.
Yeah, you wake up one morning and find an army of 12-year-olds outside your front door with pitchforks.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we done Joshua C?
Doesn't ring a bell.
All right, yeah. Then.
Let's hit him up.
Hello?
Is this Joshua C., a.k.a. Tiger?
Yes.
Tiger, this is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing?
Good, good.
Sir, are you ready for battle?
I'm here for you again.
Are you prepared
I'm
for
sure,
battle?
Sure, always.
Excellent. Well, listen, you are actually the second person we've called today. We were going to call this guy in Oregon. We had a very special Oregon Trail-themed battle. But he ran away, quite literally. So now it comes to you to complete his task. Are you ready to hear what it is?
Sure.
All right, well,
go for it.
You remember Oregon Trail, right? You could
yes,
you know,
Oregon Trail.
You have to travel to Oregon, and you can die in lots of different ways. You can also shoot buffaloes and things of that nature. Your task is to assemble your crew and recreate one of these scenes from Oregon Trail. Now, bonus points for period costumes and for working in Tomonobu Itagaki somewhere in the presentation.
Now, I also have a couple of thick bonuses. You get even more points the more public a place that this reenactment takes place.
Yes.
And you get also bonus points for killing a live bison.
Yes, if you can actually kill a bison, that's pretty good, too.
We got to find a bison to kill.
All right, well,
okay.
You have probably over an hour and a half, I'd imagine, but because this show is going to take a little while for us to record, but we will be calling you back at some point. So, good luck, sir, and Godspeed. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Ready, that man. I do like him.
We had definitely called him before.
I guess we did.
It was probably worth noting that he need not bring the bison back to the wagon because you can never fucking do that anyway, but we'll see how this pans out.
I wonder what we called him about, because clearly none of us remember what we called him for before.
We'll have to ask him when we call him back. Did you win battle before?
We don't remember.
All right, Blake Buck, what's in the news this week?
All right, it's time for the best damn podcast ever for October 29th, Wednesday, 2008. All right, this week in the news, Redline has been updated to 1.0.5. Richard Garriott descends from the heavens. THQ shells out for 50 cents. Soulja Boy tells him about Braid. All this and more on this week's best damn podcast ever.
All right. This is probably the most exciting news I've heard in quite a long time. Redline of Ambrosia fame gets updated to version 105. Now,
may not remember Redline.
Yeah, this is a really long-running joke on the best damn podcast ever, so I'll spin you the yarn right quick. So back in the day, Blake Buck and I used to do the pod, or Just Fic 2, but Blake used to work for the Inside Mac Games Network. And he did this video trailer for a game by Ambrosia Software called Redline. It's a racing game. It's probably the shittiest racing game of all time. I mean, the physics are all whacked out. The game looks like ass. I mean, totally butt. And Tunser Dennis just doo-doos all over this this video trailer and won't let Blake Buck put it up. And it was one of the things that was the catalyst for the best damn podcast ever. So this is very special to us. So anyway.
Yeah, basically the trailer, like, instead of making the game look cool, just made it look shitty. You can check it out. It's in, if you go to bestdamnpodcastever.com/videos and then scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, you'll see it. It's one of our oldest videos.
That's right. It's in our feed, too. It's back around episode one or two. Yeah.
Okay.
You scroll back your little iTunes and feast your eyes.
So anyway, this game is very dear to our heart. But it doesn't look... Oh, it has custom cars with RPM... shifting and clutch engaging. Sounds great. 64 different tracks that probably look all the same. And a bunch of things about loading plugins or some bullshit. I don't even know. This is retarded. But anyway, I'm glad to see this game still exists. It's a reminder of times of yore.
I just love how, like, with the with things like the DSi being announced and Diablo 3 and all the news about that, we announce we talk about Redline.
Look, Redline, it's
that's
it's
how
close
we
to
roll
our hearts.
Around here.
It's close to our hearts.
All right, so just Vic, what you got for us?
All right, so other in the news, Richard Garriott, you might know as Lord British of Ultima Everything fame, just came back from outer space. So he took a $30 million trip to become a space tourist, spent, what does it say here, a week?
12 days
out in space at the International Space Station doing experiments and writing cryptic messages written in tabula rasa speak back to kids back on Earth and shit. But he has just landed a couple days ago, and he was very happy about the experience. The quote I like to read is, let's see, where is it here? While in space, I had the opportunity to conduct scientific experiments and environmental research, but what was most rewarding was speaking to students growing up in an astronaut family. I firmly believe that every person could go into space, and now I have. That's every person that has $30 million.
Right.
Yeah, what? Look, space ain't that cool. I'm sorry to break it to you. Guess what? When you fall down, you're in space for a second.
Dude, shut up, okay? That's fucking space. All right? Look, I don't care how much you poo-poo all over. Look, I would give $30 million. I would cut off my arm and give
it
to somebody to go into space.
Why don't you donate
space
to fucking charity $30 million?
Dude,
what, like a selfish
dude
dick thing?
Oh, space. Space.
Dude, I would rather donate $30 million to people who make space rockets into some fucking orphanage.
Look, not only did
dude,
Richard Garriott
cool
perform incredibly important scientific research in space,
yeah, I'm
he
sure
also, he also transported a canister filled with DNA. Not only his DNA, but like Stephen Colbert, Stephen Hawking, a couple other people, and left it in space.
That's
so
gross.
Just in case,
it's also worth noting this canister containing DNA also contained the seed of one Brian Crescente of Kotaku.com.
Oh, that's right. It's got Brian Crescente's fame up there. Dude,
I don't understand DNA. Look, when I leave my DNA at a crime scene, you gonna know, all right? It's not just some hairs, those skin particles. You're gonna be a big old lot of jizz in the floor. That's what I would put in that capsule.
I don't think it's biological. I actually think it's a digital like copy of the DNA. It's not like some spooge or something in a jar. But here's what I want to know, like. You know, aliens come thousands of years after we're gone and find this thing. They put that tape in their tape player and they recreate the human race from Brian Crescente, Stephen Colbert, Stephen Hawking, and fucking Richard Garriott. Like, what is that going to be?
So pretty much like one smart person and four retards. pretty much what the human race is right now anyway.
Well, we're thinking it's digital. There's going to open up a 5,000-year-old jar of jizz. And they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Aww. All right, so.
Like,
so
this isn't
so
ketchup at all. Anyway, moving on. Also in the news, THQ has picked up the orphaned 50 Cent Blood in the Sand game. Now, I don't know if we've talked about this in the podcast or not. But 50 Cent and Blood in the Sand.
We have to have talked about this game at some point. Yeah. It's just too much gold.
He goes to Iraq and frees America.
So after Activision bought Vivendi Games and that whole merger took place, a bunch of games were sort of left out, you know, without a publisher. And one of those was 50 Cent Blood in the Sand, a game in which you play 50 Cent, who has put on a rap concert out in the Middle East, and when he's about to be paid with a blinged out skull, the skull is stolen from him and caps are busted.
Oh, wait,
in his
wait a minute,
ass.
Wait a minute now, wait a minute now. Hey, I gotta stop you. We're getting a call. Hang on now, we're getting a call. Just a second.
You don't call us.
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Keyshawn. I didn't hear your message in the first place. I'm sorry.
That's too bad. You have failed battle. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I have failed. I'm sorry.
You failed. Look, your boy, he was terrible. He said, oh, well, he'll call you back if he feels like it. No. No. I'm surprised we even took your call. Listen, you better beg at the altar of the trifecta for forgiveness, because that was horrible. I'm sorry.
I'm on my knees begging right now.
I have failed you.
You have. Well, we have somebody else out there right now doing your battle. But if you want to, you can do it also. But look, you're disqualified for this round. But if you do something really cool, we might consider calling you again for battle. Maybe.
Okay.
So your battle was an Oregon Trail-themed battle, where you have to recreate some scene from the Oregon Trail game. Not going to say any more than that.
Okay.
So if you feel up to the challenge, you can post some heats on the forum, and maybe, if they're good, we'll call you back. Maybe.
All right.
All right.
Now, something else cool. Would that be like dressing up like Duke Nukem and running through Walmart?
Not going to say it. Not going to say it. Although, that would be pretty funny. Not going to say it.
All right.
Huh.
I'm sorry about that, guys. I just had to talk to our failed battle contestant.
Oh, you should have put him on so we could shame him.
Well, I didn't. I couldn't add him to the conference call. Look, I got it. I got him running. Right. He's going to run through Walmart dressed as Duke Nukem. We'll see how that works out. All right. Anyway, back to blood in the sand.
But the catch, unbeknownst to him, should be no matter what, he still fails.
No, that's to restore him back from failure. He still hasn't won.
That's what I told him. He can't be called back for battle unless he redeems himself. And then maybe. And he's got to post all that shit on the forum, which means he's at the mercy of the goons. So we'll see. We'll see. All right,
so
on
explain
sand.
To me how... Okay, so I'm 50 Cent, and they're going to pay me with a blinged-out skull?
That they are. But... The skull is taken from you. The payment is withheld, and caps are busted in your ass. So you, as 50 Cent, must go around with your GAT and your G-Unit and drive around the Middle East and basically kill everybody to get back your crystal skull.
Now, listen now. This game might sound ridiculous, but this is exactly the game I want to play with 50 Cent. If 50 Cent showed up at my house and said, "William, we're going to go on an adventure. Where do you want to go?" All right? This would be exactly what it would be. I'm just saying. I can't wait for this game. It's going to be awesome.
The thing is, if they've totally embraced the ridiculousness that is 50 Cent, then it's going to be gold.
I know. If they don't take it too seriously, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
I don't see how they could with this premise.
So the only way I can be happy about this is if you get to the end of the game and you find out that Osama bin Laden himself has your crystal skull.
Good.
So you simultaneously save your honeys and America.
Yes. But you don't give a shit about America. You just want your payment.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, God only knows, probably by the time this podcast comes out, we'll already know who the new president is. Anyway, so moving along.
Speaking of our new president, tell us about Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy tells him about Braid. So basically, this is a YouTube video. In fact, I'm gonna play it right now, so it might take me a second.
I can't believe how racist you are, Justin Fick.
What?
They are both black, yes. That's about all they have in common.
No, I was just saying we should have Soulja Boy for president. That's what that segue is about.
Oh, well, I agree with that.
Okay, so Soulja Boy, for those of you who don't know, you're not familiar with the hip-hop culture, is a rapper who has a song called Crank That. and he's a very popular musical artist, especially with the urban hip-hop culture. So he played Braid on his Xbox one day, a very non-hip-hop game, and has a little critique of it in this video segment. So let's play it now.
Hang on. Let me pull it up.
I'll play it. You don't only need to hear the song. Play it so you guys can hear. I'm going to hijack it.
Also, Soulja Boy has been recorded as saying that once his rapping career is over, he wants to develop games for a living. Because Soulja Boy loves games and plays them all the time. I can't wait.
I will say that I don't listen to his music, but after seeing this video and then after seeing the other one that he made about Halo, dude, I love this guy. I want him to make everything about games.
I want to go work for him. Like, I'll make games for Soulja Boy all day.
No, all right. Well, here, let's just play it, and then we'll do our critique. Okay, hang on 1 second. Firefox. Hey, Blake, I'm a fucking spinning beach ball. Woo! You ain't doing shit.
Oh, man. Hey, it's your boy, Soulja Boy. Tell him. And they got this game, right, for people who smoke or people who drink. Like, if you drink beer and you get drunk, or if you smoke weed and you get high, and you just, anything, like, if you just be getting fucked up, they got this game, right? Oh, no, this shit called Braid. Oh, no, the fuck? You watch this shit?
Yeah, we hear it.
It's about this little guy in a suit, and he walk around, and he ain't got no point to the game. You just walk around jumping on shit. It look like Mario in the future. It's Mario in a business suit with his hair dyed orange and a tie on. And he just walk around jumping and shit. But what's the funny part about it? You can do this right here. Watch this.
All
right,
so right here. Right here, he's jumped off a cliff and then hit the rewind button so he comes back up off the cliff.
What do you do? How you do that? How you do that? You didn't catch that. I just went back in time. Through the whole game, he just be going back in time. Watch this shit. Like, you about to die. He be like, oh, shit, I'm gonna die. Hey, the nigga just go back. Watch this shit.
So this goes on for like 6 more hours.
He fought in the fight.
Oh! I sucked your ass out, bitch.
Watch this shit. Oh! 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 Watch this shit. Oh! 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 Come here, bitch. Oh! Look at this shit.
You saw how far I rewinded this year.
Wait. Why hasn't Soulja Boy been on our show yet? I'm dead serious. I want to get this guy, because look, he has a very unique perspective on video games. I think he represents a demographic that could be tapped into by the video game industry. It's kind of like women. All right, nobody can figure out how to sell games to women. Just like nobody can figure out how to sell games to the urban hip-hop crowd. They ain't gonna buy 50 Cent, all right? Look, dude, I would work for Soulja Boy's game company. I'm just saying that, if you're hiring Soulja Boy, you let me know.
Soulja Boy Game Company, games for people who get high and smoke weed and drink and just be getting fucked up.
That's right.
End quote.
All right, so let's talk. Now, there have been a couple of, like, big news stories lately. I guess we should just sort of kind of highlight them. Vic, you were talking earlier about the new DS. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, discussion. It's basically, okay, so DS Lite minus a GBA slot, plus a camera, plus bigger screens, plus region lock.
Minus battery life.
Yeah, minus battery life, plus price. Equals.
Wait,
equals.
Wait, plus region lock
plus
or minus
region
lock?
DSi games are region
lock.
So.
Lame.
Yep, sucks.
So when is this thing coming out?
I think it's out in Japan November 1st, and not quite sure on America. So, but sticking with my old heat, thanks anyway.
All right. Another thing in the news I just want to mention briefly. I don't know if you guys saw this, but that new Halo tape announced the other day. They put out the trailer for Halo 3 Recon, and it's gonna supposedly be about, like, I guess it happens at the same time as Halo 3, but you play a human. Rather like a human recon soldier rather than
a Master Chief automaton.
No, you're not like, Master Chief.
I can actually emote. I don't want my character to emote.
Well, that said, your dude still has no face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
okay,
still
good.
Faceless. Don't worry. But it's going to be coming out next year. It's going to be a boxed. It's going to be like a standalone game. You got to go buy the box, and it's pretty much going to be Halo 3.5 until they can.
No, wait a minute, Blake.
Look,
I thought this was
going to
be. I thought
4.
This wasn't a whole new tape. I thought it was like an expansion for.
That's what everybody was thinking, but in actuality, it's going to be a standalone game released in stores, pretty much like a brand new game.
1,000 achievement points and everything.
Oh, and in other Microsoft news, just to update you guys, that new Xbox, what is it? The new Xbox dashboard is coming out on the 19th of November.
Oh, I seen that. They're getting rid of the blades.
Dude, I love my blades. I don't know what they're going to have. It's going to suck.
Dude.
I can tell already. I'm gonna have all these little people looking at me.
I don't mind the blades going away. I'm scared of avatars.
Yeah, that's the part.
Avatars
that
make me scared.
Although, what was that like game show thing that they're gonna have on there with the avatars? You were telling me about that, Blake Buck.
Oh yeah, it was something like they're gonna have like 1 versus 100. It's called like Xbox Prime Time, and you like play the game or you watch the game with your friends or something. I don't look dumb, but. I guess it could be cool, but we're going to find out. November 19th is when all that heat's going down.
Well, that part of it's been delayed. That part is not ready. So,
oh, it is? Oh, so
if you're excited about playing 1v100 with a bunch of other goofy-looking avatars, then learn to love disappointment.
All right, so I guess that's kind of a recap. Is there any other kind of big news? Because we hadn't done a show in a month. I'm trying to think of any of the
Is there any more
Diablo missed out on?
Oh, yeah.
The new Diablos.
What happened?
There's new they announced some new classes, didn't they?
Yeah, Diablo 3, so far we have Barbarian, which looks the same as before. We have Witch Doctor, and we have the Wizard. And the Wizard has a... the Wizard has a fucking laser spell.
Dude, fucking Wizard is... Look, Barbarian,
cut.
Done. Big man, big muscles,
dude,
big axe.
Fuck
that's
that,
all
laser.
I need.
Laser. You hold laser on dudes and they explode.
Uh-huh, yeah, puss laser. Oh, pew pew. Oh, was that... Oh, you got some LEDs on the end of your stick? That's great. Got a fucking axe.
Has there been any more news in Gakigate, the Gakigate scandal, Blake Buck? It's been awful quiet over there.
I hadn't heard anything about it.
Pretty quiet
in the land of the rising sun.
Yeah, I thought they were going to make new games and all sorts of...
Look, they're getting geared up. They're getting geared up. I mean, look, all those old Team Ninja guys, they've got to have sex with lots of women before they can make games. That's what they're doing right now.
R&D.
Yeah, they have to level up
first. Yeah, they're doing R&D. They're recharging their batteries, so to speak. But, man, it'll all come back. All
right, well, yeah, I think that's most of the news. And that Halo 3, that game's going to suck. Or wait. I forgot. That game's going to rock. Because, see, they took out all the multiplayer, and they just added more shoot and less story. That's exactly what Halo needed. No more story. No more namby-pamby bullshit about, like, oh, my God. Have we talked about how fucking stupid the story is in Halo 3?
It's pretty
3?
Stupid.
We haven't, but we should.
Like, okay, just... The first part of the game, right, what happens in the first part of Halo 3? Master Chief is on this boat, and then he jumps off this boat, and then you spend the first third of the game trying to get back to this boat that you jumped off of in the first fucking 5 minutes of the game. That makes no goddamn sense. You know what I'm talking about, Justin Fick? That fucking,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Have you not played Halo 3?
I haven't played Halo 3.
Okay, you know, that fucking, what is it? That it looks like the Eiffel Tower. That fucking triangle ship.
I have no idea. Like, from what I remember, he crashes on a planet in the beginning.
No. See, here's the thing. Okay, you know when you go to that, like, fucking big circle in the ground, the arc or whatever, or the fucking, I don't know. You know, in the middle, there's that like, Eiffel Tower-shaped spaceship.
Yeah.
Okay, at the start of the game, you are on that spaceship, and for no fucking explainable reason, you jump off at the beginning of the game. It's been the first third of the game trying to get back on it.
Well, that's what Master Chief does. He just jumps off really big shit all the time.
Oh, we got to talk about Little Big Planet. All right, William Miller's been looking forward to that Little Big tape because he got a PS3. I'll tell you how I got the PS3 in a little bit here. Because I have a special judgment on all video games ever coming up in a minute. But Little Big Planet has been delayed because one of the soundtracks, or one of the songs in the soundtrack, has Quranic verses in it. And to lots of fundamentalist Muslims, that's you can't mix music with the Quran. So they recalled all of these tapes, and they had already shipped them off to factories. They recalled all the tapes, and now it's coming out. Is it the 28th of October? I don't even know.
Yeah, that's the new date.
All right. Well, anyway, I thought that was pretty crazy. I mean, that had to be a huge, huge, just disaster for those guys.
It's also worth noting that these passages, like the translations of these passages, were things like "all of the world will taste death."
Wow.
Excellent. Oh, I saw a picture of the guy that they contracted to write the music for that particular piece. He's just like crazy looking dude. go look him up on Google.
Here's the problem with the gaming industry. The gaming industry is filled with people who like to like put like weird shit in games that most of the time nobody ever finds, but then somebody will find it and they have to recall the game. Like Hot Coffee is another example. Or what was that game that had boobies in it? You know, like you could put in some secret code and see boobies.
Oblivion?
Yeah.
Didn't Oblivion have that?
I think it was Oblivion.
Yeah.
See, this never happens in the movie industry. It's only these nerds in the film, in the gaming industry that put this nonsense in there.
Anyway, I thought
I think it's just like everyone in the game industry has their egos, and it's like, well, you know what? It's like if I'm not gonna have like top billing like people get on movies, I'm just gonna put this cock in a crate in the corner.
No. Look, I don't think this was on purpose. I think they contracted the guy to write music, and he wrote music, and they put
it
in.
Yeah, but he should have known that. Like, he should have known this.
Nobody speaks Arabic in the game studio. I'm sure. Like, how are they supposed to know? They paid the guy to write the
music.
Well,
somebody somewhere knew, and somebody somewhere should have known better.
I don't think so.
They should have
known
better.
I think it was just an honest mistake, and I'm glad they recalled it. But still, I'm really looking forward to that tape.
It's gonna be hot.
Now, about Little Big Planet, though, I gotta say this. Like, am I the only person in the world that is not all that excited about this game?
Dude, you can make penises in that game out of all sorts
of
stuff.
You can make penises in fucking MS Paint.
Dude, penis, fully physical, like, physically simulated penises out of anything. Look, that's the game, man.
No, I think it might be cool, but I'm hesitant to get super excited about it like all these game sites are, you know, foaming at the mouth over.
Look, I'm ready.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a fun game, and it's going to be a fun party game, but people are looking at this game like it's the second coming of Christ himself. And it's like, dude, it's like, relax. It's a level editor and it's a cute mascot.
Well, the thing I was impressed
relax.
With was
Have
the
some
thing
pills.
I was impressed with is every single level in the game you play in, like the single player, was all made using the level editor. There's no like outside assets that were used. It's not like, you know, they got, oh, well, you can make levels, but not nearly of the caliber. You can match, if not exceed, the quality of the levels that are already in the game, which I think is really cool. Plus, it's
another cool thing that they're doing, that the Little Big Planet guys are doing, is they're hiring. there's a hiring initiative to snatch up people in the community that are really good at authoring levels with Little Big Planet. So if you're real good at it, you might get a job.
Yeah, but you know what that says to me is we didn't have any level designers in the first place.
That's true.
Help.
That's true. Look, hey, whatever, man. Like, when you're working on you know, your Unreal shooter tape, you go out in the mod community, you find like some awesome fucking modders, and you put them on your staff. That's how you know, get staff up and stuff. It's a good idea. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, it's a good idea that was also used for I don't know if you remember Daikatana. John Romero did the exact same thing. He's like, you know what? Let me just get like the badass, you know, mod dudes and everything, and that ended.
Oh
in
my
tears.
God.
Well, I think that's
but,
more.
But you know,
more
I'm sure it's going to be a good game. I'm sure it's going to be a fun party game to have. You know, you and your three friends running around with dolls jumping around what looks like a giant penis and setting each other on fire. I'm sure that'd be fun.
It's gonna be fun. I'm ready.
But I'm not hailing this as like the coming of a prophet or some shit.
What an ass game, Daikatana. I still can't get over that.
I think that's not the modder's fault. I think he probably got a bunch of pre-Madonnas and didn't know how to control them. Like, you know, this is Romero we're talking about here.
Like, the game just sucks dick for like the first. I played it for like an hour and it sucked dick. How about the first level is not crawling in some swamp killing bugs, huh? How about that?
You know, for all the shit talking, I actually do want to try it.
It's on GameTap. You can play it on GameTap.
Oh yeah.
I'll check that out. Get my GameTap account.
GameTap is no more, Blake Buck.
Oh, really?
You remember that? It got sold off. Turner Broadcasting sold off GameTap.
It sold off GameTap, but it still exists. I mean, like, it's still around.
Yeah, it still exists, but they sold all the GameTap assets to somebody else. Yeah. Forget who, but...
It must not have been making the coins.
But it still exists as a service?
Yeah, it's like...
I think it's independent,
and they're looking for a buyer right now.
I like how... Gotcha. Well... Yeah, I mean, GameTap had such promise.
No, it's not dead.
The model has such promise. But
I think the main problem is that it was a little ahead of its time, and people don't really like playing games on their computer. If they could revitalize the service and put it on a console, make a GameTap box.
Yep.
How about like a, you know, like $100 thing that's the GameTap console? You get like 2 years of service. And then it's like $10
no,
a month.
No. There are already three consoles in the market. Nobody wants to buy a new box. They will, however, pay for a service that integrates with one of the things
they already have. Either they need
I
to,
think that's
they
what,
need to get into the living
room. That's what
they room. Need to do. You're not gonna sell rentaled games on the PC. Well, not with any huge success. Yeah. I mean, I know there's still PC gamers out there, but not a lot.
Why not jump on the 360? I mean, they're rolling out the Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. I think with a new experience.
I think
it would be a pretty smooth idea if Microsoft were to buy up GameTap and, you know, sort of. I mean, I know there would be some problems because they're trying to sell games, right? Like, because some of the same titles that are on GameTap are on the 360 marketplace. So maybe they could have, like, either rent a game, you know, for, like, a certain amount of time, or buy the game for a little bit more. I don't know. It seems like they could go somewhere with this idea now that they're available.
Yeah, if they just had, if they had GameFly, except you didn't have to actually have the physical tape, that's what you want.
Yeah, well, look,
you know what I mean?
All this stuff is going to be coming to a head here in at least 2 years or less. You can buy Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on your Xbox right now and be playing it tonight.
Oh, you can buy Burnout Paradise on your PS3 and be playing it tonight.
Oh, we got to talk about that game for a second. Dude, Burnout Paradise has got bikes!
I know, but your man, you can't crash a bike, though. That's the problem.
Look, yeah, but it's still cool.
Because your man will fly off and die, and they'd have to rate it M.
Well, that's true, but I mean, still, it looks cool, and
it does look cool, though.
The bikes are crazy fast, and it really changes the way you play the game, and it's free.
Yep.
So I'm telling you, they've developed a model, those guys at Criterion. Like, they put out like this base pack, and they're just going to sell content for it more and more down the road.
Yep.
Like, I don't even know if they have plans for a new Burnout, because as of right now, I don't think they need it.
They just need crash mode. If they can give me crash mode and DLC. Or that'd be awesome.
Oh, look,
that's all
it's
I
got
want.
A, like, it's got
Burnout with jets.
Now look, it's still got that. What I forget what it's called, but the new crash mode is still good, where you just blow
it's
up.
Okay. That's still okay, but it's not nearly as cool.
Showtime.
Yeah, Showtime. Yeah. Oh, can you do Showtime on a bike? Oh my god! I bet you can't.
See, I don't think so. I don't think you could crash the bike.
No. I've played it. Most of the time, when you crash, the screen just turns black, and then you're back on the road. Sometimes your bike will like fall over, but there'll be no rider on it, so you never see any of the horrifying after effects of motorcycle accidents. speaking of horrifying, it's time for releases.
Okay, this week I don't know if it's this week or not. Yeah, this week, Fallout 3, Xbox 360, PC, and PS3 coming out October 28th. Now, here's what how many pre-orders were there for Fallout 3? It was some, like, ridiculous number, like 5 million pre-orders. I don't understand. There were never 5 million Fallout fans when Fallout 2
came
out.
Dude, it's Oblivion 2.
And everybody's like, oh, Fallout, I loved that game back in the day.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to buy the new one because it's like Oblivion.
Me and, like,
no, it's more like 5 million people wanted to have been Fallout fans.
There you go.
That's
it. That's it. I'm so pissed. Like, and that game doesn't even look that good. Like, I looked at them screenshots.
No. I played Fallout back in the day. And back in the day, it was impressive. But because it was kind of like Shadowrun, sort of, in a way.
No. The original Fallout was awesome. I'm talking about the new one. It looks like, eh. You know?
Are we talking about the original Fallout or Fallout 3?
I'm talking about Fallout 3.
Oh, I was talking about the original.
Fallout 1 and 2 were awesome. Those games were like the first legitimate role-playing games that people started to play. I mean, you had Ultima and all that mess, but like first modern looking, you know, role playing, whatever. But I mean, Fallout 3, like, come on, y'all. This is not, it's not that great. It's just going to be, you know, fetch quest.
Oh, here's the thing. It looks a lot like Oblivion is the main thing. Like, I've been watching trailers. The way people talk to you, they're like, good heavens, I hear syndicates of wizards are in town. Like, you know. Okay, they're just going to replace that with, good heavens, I hear syndicates of rogue cyber guys are in town.
Oh, man. So this is a little off topic, but I saw one of the guys in the office the other day was playing Fable, the new Fable tape. Dude, like, he walks into a town and is sucked into this dialogue tree that lasted like an hour. And I'm just like, this is the worst fucking game I've ever seen in my life.
I have to tell you.
Why am I watching this?
I have to tell you, like, of what happened to me when I was playing Fable 3. Or when I was watching Fable 2, excuse me. Okay, so me and my roommate and my friend are sitting on the couch, right? And we're watching Fable. And I can see, I look out of the corner of my eye. Well, you know who this is. Craig is like, he's like sucking in air as the trailer's getting towards the end. And I'm like, what is happening? And he keeps sucking in air and breathing in air, right, as the trailer's getting towards the end. And then right when it says Fable 2, he goes like this. And I thought, if only Peter Molyneux could be in the room right now.
Objective game reviewing reaches new heights.
Man, that game's getting eights. Fuck that game, too!
All right, MotorStorm, Pacific Rift for PS3.
Oh my god, wait a minute.
MotorStorm is a storm of motors in the desert.
No, dude, this game is absolutely fucking awesome. I saw Ben Buck playing a demo, and you just, okay, you can pick one of three cars. There's like regular car, there's like, I don't know, like a dune buggy, or no, or there's like motorcycle, or Blake Buck's favorite, monster truck. And you drive monster truck and you hold down turbo, right? Turbo is go fast. But if you hold turbo too fast, your car catches on fire and explodes.
Nice.
And if you're in the monster truck, you can just crush other cars beneath your wheels of justice. They explode underneath your car. It's absolutely amazing.
That sounds awesome. I gotta get that tape.
I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the original, but this one seems to have hit the stride. I can probably buy a PS3 in the next month, and this is going to be one of the ones I pick up with it.
All right, and then next we have A Little Big Tape for PS3 coming out October 28th. We all know what Little Big Tape is. It is not the second coming, but it's pretty close, so y'all go out and get it.
It's going to be good. You can quit dupe scooting on my game. It's going to be good.
I just want, like, to be able to play online with Blake Buck. I want to sign into PSN, I want to find Blake Buck, and we're just going to make penises. In this game for hours. It's going to be amazing.
All right. Guitar Hero World Tour coming out for the Xbox 360, Wii, PS3, and PS2. Coming out October 26th. This is the next installment of blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. It's November. It's October. It's time for another guitar game. This one's got drum. Trying to steal a little bit of Rock Band's thunder, but we'll see how it goes. I hadn't looked at the song list. You guys know, is it going to be any good?
It looks pretty good, actually. I mean, I've been playing through Rock Band 2 now and then the beginning of the set list, like, because they don't really have, like, play through all the songs sequentially, as far as I can tell. They actually make you do, like, tour mode solo.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about
so
Rock Band?
I don't know how many fucking times I played that goddamn Interpol song, but I just wanted to claw my eyes out.
Yeah, Rock Band 2, it takes way too long to unlock all the songs. Like, me and some friends have been playing, you know, in our band, and, I mean, we've been playing for probably at least 2 weeks, and we still hadn't unlocked all the songs. I don't know why, you know. That's all you want. When you get the game, you want them all instantly.
Yeah.
You know, if you pre-ordered from GameStop, you could have gotten them all online.
Well, like half the time what I do now and I play, just go to the title screen and it's red, yellow, blue, red, red, blue, blue, red, yellow, blue, enter. Unlock right. All songs.
Oh, also, and fuck Guitar Hero, or fuck Rock Band. Oh my God. Rock Band came out, right? And so I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get this Rock Band 2 tape. All right, same day, my microphone breaks. So I've already spent $60 on Guitar Hero 2. I got to go buy a new microphone. You know how much a freaking microphone is? Another $60 goddamn.
Really?
Because they have these new ones now.
I want to say I saw it for like $35.
Now they got these new ones that have like a controller on the microphone itself. You know?
Oh damn!
So well, I mean,
I did hear about that.
So if they got that, I gotta have the nice one. So now I'm up to $120. Next thing. Is my fucking, my drums ain't working, because they're so ass. My drums have been beaten into oblivion. So I had to buy these, like, silencer pads that, like, distribute the weight more to make them work again. That was another $20. We're up to, like, $140 now. And then I didn't have space to store all the songs, so I had to buy the bigger hard drive. And that's a fucking $150. So $320 later, I'm finally fucking playing Rock Band 2. Fuck that game! All right, Command and Conquer. I'm all pissed off now. Command and Conquer Red Alert 3. It's coming out on October 28th. It returns with the world of the Soviets, the Allies, the Empire, and the Rising Sun in World War III with odd weaponry like Tesla coils and intelligent dolphins.
Dude, I love Command and Conquer. Like, Command and Conquer back in the day was one of those games that had the cutscenes in it with real people.
Oh, yeah, the live action.
And, like, and the new tape. They still have got them.
Yeah, I know.
It's awesome. It's so awesome.
You know what I love about this new Command & Conquer game? They've 100% embraced how ridiculous, like, it is. Like, the plot of the game is the Russians during World War II have kidnapped Albert Einstein. and so Japan becomes like a superpower, and America's got to fight off both atomic Russia and Japan, and there are these Tesla. It's absolutely absurd.
Oh man, I saw this trailer for this game, and like the Japanese have this massive like robot samurai that you can drop. This thing's like, you know, 10 stories tall and Dude, totally awesome. I mean, come on. This game is awesome.
So, thumbs up on that. We'll see what it says when it comes out. Justin Fick, do these last two.
All right, last two. We got MotoGP 08 coming out for PC, PS3, Xbox 360, and PS2 on the 28th. MotoGP 08 features high-speed motorcycle racing with famous riders and top bike manufacturers. Great. Wonderful. Also, this week's upcoming XBLAW release is Penny Arcade Adventures on the Rain Slick Precipice of Darkness, Episode 2. Now, I think this is also going to be on the PSN and I think Steam.
I don't know about this thing.
If you're into the first one, which I was not, but if you're into it,
Here's what I would say. Wait until all of these come out. They're probably, by this time next year, they'll probably all have come out. And then you'll be able to buy them all for like $20. That's what I'm going to do.
Now, this game is not so bad. Like, or the first one. I haven't played the second one yet. But if you were into like, you know, classic RPG game, plus, you know, the humor of Penny Arcade, you're going to like this game. It's a win. You know, it's really well made. It uses the Torque engine, I think, and it's cool. It's cheap, too.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, that said, like, I am into those things, and I played, like, the first 20 minutes of it, and I was bored to death.
Yeah, I wasn't into it either.
So.
All right, it's time for judgment. Now, Justin, I hear you got a judgment for us.
That I do. So I am continuing what I'm dubbing my gamer score masochism fiesta 2000, in which I am abusing my Gamefly list to only get shit games that are easy points. So the most recent of these, and I just finished this up maybe a couple days ago, is Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, because I figured all games that are movie tie-ins have easy points because they're pretty much just shovelware afterthoughts. And I'll just blow through this in a day and just get out of my life and be home in time for cornflakes and all that good shit. But this game blows so hard, it made me cry and hate the very concept that gamer score even exists in this world. So, first, okay. The good. It is about pirates, and I will preface this by saying that I do love the Pirates movies, all three of them. Even the second one and the third one. So, I do love me some pirates.
The second and third one, largely regarded by ass.
So, but yeah, I love both those movies. So, I went into this thinking, you know, even if it's a bad game, it's still Pirates. So, what the hell? All
right.
So, but the good is that it was put together by a team that had a good eye for the movie. Like, everything looks really nice. I didn't notice any visual glitches. There's no camera issues. And there are some cool looking sequences. Like, there is the duel with Davy Jones on the crow's nest. With the whirlpool going on in the background. That was very cool looking.
Right.
And that's it for the good part. So after that, I mean, the same concept that went into that means that you're probably going to have unresponsive controls. And this game suffers from that. It's one of those things where it's like you want to do an action jump or attack or something. But your dude absolutely must finish 3D animating whatever animation he was in beforehand he can go into the new one. So they made sure like the animations blended well, but it came at the cost of controls. And at the cost of, you know, like new and different gameplay, they just had the basic action adventure third person pack and slash theme with quick time events everywhere.
Every finishing move
is a quick time event.
Why has every game got those press them buttons, you know? Oh, so stupid.
You know what game had that? Dragon's Lair. Okay? That's how far we've regressed.
I think the closest game you could say, Shenmue is probably the one that kicked off this recent resurgence of these activities.
Well, if that's the case, I'm glad I never played that.
Well, at the time, it was a new concept, but now it's been, you know, it's because of like freaking God of War and all the Force Unleashed is full of them. Pretty much any of these action RPGs have these dumb.
Don't even get me started on Force Unleashed. That has the like worst. Like animated characters I've ever like. Have you looked at that guy's face? Like your main character's face. Like he looks like.
I've seen it in the commercials, and that was enough. Like there's that one scene where he's being dubbed by Darth Vader, and he looks up.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay,
he just looks like a toddler that's been punched so much. His face is swollen up real big, so he looks kind of like an adult, but a real swollen toddler adult, dude. That I don't even know. No, that's off topic. I'm sorry.
But continuing on, so the story from Pirates has been dumbed down for, you know, us ADD gamers because we're all retarded and we can't handle the story of a blockbuster movie. So it's been dumbed down. It makes absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever.
So basically, all the context in the movie's been taken away, and they just sort of like took each scene, made it into a cut scene by taking like maybe the most important line of dialogue from it, and then just putting that in there with no background whatsoever. So you don't even know what's going on, even if you've seen the movies. And there's situations where you have to engage in unarmed combat. So there's a level where you can't draw your sword and fight people off. You have to use your hands and feet. But there's really no reason for that. It's very arbitrary. Like, this whole time you're running around, your sword is still at your hip. It's not like you're unarmed. But so maybe I was thinking maybe it's because you're in a town. You don't want to get, you know, arrested by the constable or whatever. But then you can still pull out your fucking gun and shoot somebody. It makes absolutely no sense. The English Navy guys there kept calling me Foo.
Foo?
Foo. The programmer probably left that in.
Yeah, like there's some watered down English version of Mr. T. He's like, I will teach you the meaning of pain, Foo. But and then it turns out that after playing through the game that all the enemies, like whether it be like the English Navy men or like the Jamaican talking, you know, voodoo tribal dudes or whatever, they all have the exact same lines that they say to you, just in different accents. So I'm being called Foo in like five different dialects throughout the course of the game. And then keeping in turn with all these shitty game cliches, there's also escort missions. Only for some reason in these escort missions, you're escorting like these badass pirate lords. Everywhere there's actually a sequence where you must keep, I don't know if you must keep Captain Barbossa alive, who if you recall is the villain from the first movie, who is this undead pirate dude that you cannot kill at all, who's this major badass, and you have to keep him alive because he's running around like a bitch.
Dude, escort missions are the worst.
So, but I think the point where I just threw up the controller and said fuck this game seriously was the point where I found out that if you fall into water, you will die. you are a pirate, and if you fall into water, you will die.
Everybody knows pirates can't swim. Everybody knows that. Pirates can't swim.
No, but I'm not talking like you're on your pirate ship and a cannon blast has blown you 50 feet up in the air and you land in the raging ocean. No, it's like you're in town, you slipped off the dock, and you are now dead, and you must repeat this sequence.
Oh my god, that sucks.
So, thumbs up, thumbs down, it's fuck the bullshit is the rating for this game. But at least I got 1,000 points out of it.
Alright, I got a quick judgment for us, guys. It's kind of a mini judgment. But Blake Buck went to the store the other day, and he picked up Dead Space, because that's supposed to be the hot new tape. So I've been playing this game, I'm probably about halfway through it, and I've been watching my friend play. This game is awesome. You need to go buy it right now. If you're into Spook the game, that's what it is.
Now look, y'all. Now look. I alluded to this a little bit earlier in the show, but I have a judgment myself.
I ain't done with Spook. Excuse you.
Now listen.
Look.
Now look.
You wait your damn
spook
turn.
Tape. Listen. I'll finish it up for you. He's got a mask, and he's in space, and it's dead.
You're in space.
Done.
There's spooks. It's cool. No, never mind. You're right. We're done.
Okay. So look, now the last few months have been a veritable renaissance of gaming for William Miller, all right? So starting about the time I graduated, I got an Xbox 360 for my parents as graduation gift.
Right.
So that's console number one. About 2 weeks after I start Firaxis, we have a company meeting, and they gave everybody in the company a PS3. That's console number two.
Nice.
And then just recently, I bought a Wii because I found one. That's console number three.
Oh, you found
one?
William
Miller's been playing all three of these heats. And, you know, trying to find what people are so excited about. Now, here are the things I'm excited about. Blu-ray. I love my Blu-ray player. That's all I want. That's all I use my PS3 for, Blu-ray. Okay? I like Wii Golf. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's it on the Wii. And I don't really like anything on the Xbox. So
it don't play,
I've concluded,
it don't play Blu-ray or have golf, so I don't like it.
No, it doesn't have Blu-ray or golf, so I don't like it anymore. So look, I think all games, judgment for them, is thumbs down. Because listen, the only game I play is Mega Man 9, which is old as shit, or made to be like old as shit. The only games I'll ever play are the ones that people made when I was a kid. I'm like, I've concluded that I'm old. That's what it is. I'm old. I'm like, I don't like anything new. I like things that are simple. and I like my Blu-ray player, and that is it.
Blu-ray is, like, so not simple. I don't understand how you can, in one breath, say, I like things simple, and I like Blu-ray on my PlayStation 3 HD television.
Now, listen, I put in The Rock tape into my PlayStation, and it starts playing The Rock in Blu-ray. Dude, I'm sold, baby. I'm sold. I got Rambo.
I want to see The Rock.
I got Transformers. I got Terminator. Listen, y'all, I didn't think Terminator 2 could get any better. Let me tell you. On a 42-inch Sony Bravia with Blu-ray, it does. All right? I'm just saying. Oh, my God. So, look, I mean, if any of you guys out there can recommend or give me games to play that you think I will like, I'm still, look, jury's still out, but it's a tentative thumbs down on games entirely. I don't like them. I'm just reaffirming what you all already knew.
Go get your Dead Space and get spooked,
dude. I kind of want to. Not you. You've given this a glowing recommendation. I might try Dead Space. I might go get that space that's dead. But look,
you're a spaceman, like, and there's spooks.
It looked fairly generic to me.
No,
it
looks good.
Like I'm big muscle man.
That looks
man,
like the furthest thing from generic.
And I shoot fleshy things. Oh, but I'm in space. What's different about it? It's Halo. Okay.
No. It's kind of similar to Doom because it's all about the atmosphere and the spook factor. It's got like all these upgrades. It's cool. Look, a game that is spooky doesn't need to have a whole lot of plot in my book.
That's good. I don't like plot. Plot's bad.
And get this, you can skip all the cutscenes. Skip. Might be a spook. I ain't got time to listen to this.
I do want to get that Silent Hill 5 tape for PS3. When is that shit coming out? Is it already out? I looked at
GameStop. Homecoming?
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, don't buy that tape. When you could buy Spooks the tape, all right? Why would you buy Silent Konami? When was the last time Konami put out a good game that they didn't sink $10 million into? You know which one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Look, I got that tape.
Dude, they just released a new Castlevania.
All right, I'm talking about like a AAA. What was the last like AAA game they put out that was worth a shit? I can't even think of it.
I got Metal Gear Solid 4. I played through that. Dude, that is the most boring fucking game I've ever played in my life. Oh my, like the time I spent actually playing the game, it's all right. Like, you know, I feel, you know, I'm sneaking and it's exciting. And then fucking Otacon comes on my ear and he's like talking to me and this little robot's following me around. I don't even know. Dude, thumbs down on that game. I got Ratchet & Clank Future. That game's pretty good. I like that. Jumping around, hitting stuff. It's pretty good.
Oh, speaking of judgments, I got one mini judgment. All right. And I got Saints Row 2 this week. All right. And so far I've been playing. It's pretty good. I'm going to save that judgment for down the road. But I bought the collector's edition of Saints Row 2. I got to say, this is the best goddamn collector's edition of anything I've ever bought. So Saints Row 2, if you buy the collector's edition, it comes with some of the standard stuff. Art book, you know, what else? A poster, right? Standard fare. Saints Row 2, though, comes with a bullet-shaped USB drive and a golden money clip to clip my bills in.
So speaking of guns, all right, I gotta tell y'all, this is off topic, but I gotta tell you the story. So it was my birthday at the beginning of the month, and my girlfriend got me a present. Right, she said she had some place special to take me, so I'm thinking, you know, nice date night or whatever. Right. So I get off work, and where do we go? The gun range, dude. Oh my god! Like I shot a Beretta.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, like we just shot guns for an hour, and then we went home and watched the football game. It was the best like man day ever. But like I don't think I'd ever own a gun, but goddamn. Like shooting, if you haven't shot a gun before, dude, you got to go do it. I'm telling you.
Now, I don't know if you guys knew, but prior to leaving Vegas, Justin Fick actually owned a gun.
Uh-oh. You lost the rights to your gun.
you can't carry guns in New York, can you?
No, there's no concealed weapons permit. So if I wanted to go shooting out here, I would need to have like a Smith & Wesson box on the subway, and you can't imagine how good that would go over.
So, but no, that was one of my hobbies. Like, we actually had a, there's a place off of US 95, which it wasn't like a range or anything. It was just the place where people in Las Vegas understood that they could go and shoot shit. So it's like you just go off the highway, and there's like this hidden, It's like the Hidden Valley Ranch, only it's riddled with shotgun shells. Like, I'm dead serious. It's like you go into this ridge and there's this little canyon, and seriously, as soon as you drive in there, the whole ground is littered with shotgun shells. It's like fucking Mad Max.
Dude, that's awesome. But man, we went to this gun range, and these people were like the nicest gun-toting crazies I've ever met. Like, they were so nice to us. Like, Nikki was trying to pick out a gun for her to shoot, and she's like, do you have any smaller guns? She's looking for, like, a Derringer or something. And the guy, like, reaches in his pocket and produces a smaller revolver, which she didn't use. Dude, like, these people, crazy, but really, really nice. It was awesome.
So, Justin, what is this talk I hear about you getting banned from Halo 3?
Oh, so... I don't know if you guys are aware that the Halo 3 Legendary map pack dropped a while back.
Uh-huh.
So with this map pack comes new achievements.
Ooh.
And a new experience system.
Uh-huh.
So this drops, and Justin Fick and pretty much most of Freeverse is like, well, we're going to get them achievements. So one of the achievements was you have to get 7 experience on the 7th day of the month in their new playlist.
Uh-huh.
So you know, there's the 7 of us. And we all got in this playlist. We're playing it, and we all got our 7 experience, and we're like, great, that worked pretty good. And there's another achievement, another Vidmaster achievement for getting 50 experience with the new system. So we're like, shit. It's like, do we want to grind this up today or what? So we're just playing around, and we found out that under the new system, which gives a point to anyone in the top half.
Uh-huh.
If one person gets all the kills and everyone else is tied for second, everyone gets experience. Ooh. So we're like, oh shit, son, it's game time. So basically we just started, you know, having like one dude out of the 7 be like the designated killer for each round, and we were racking him up. Just like everyone just like running into the middle of the room, and just the other person would be sitting there with the rocket launcher and get like 10 kills at once. It was grand. And then we started getting cocky. And some of us started, you know, leaving the controller down just to die and go watch The Daily Show or something while the rest of us were just gaming the system. We got up to about 35, and we all started getting messages one by one saying that we were banned from the experience system. So all 7 of us got it. So pretty much all of Freeverse got banned from the Halo for 2 weeks.
So there you have it.
You still get to keep your points?
Pretty much. So, and we just have a couple to go. We could probably game the system one more time to do it.
That's awesome.
But supposedly the first ban is for 2 weeks, and the second ban is much more severe.
Yeah.
So I would imagine a few of us would be scurred.
All right. Well, now it's time for the jank of the week. All right, guys. I got a jank for you this week. They got some killer crap on XBLA, Xbox Live Arcade. This fall. So, for those of you who, for some reason, still haven't played Portal, Portal's still alive, just came out. It's like, you know, it's a Portal by itself from the Orange Box. I don't know the other games. It's got a bunch of new levels. $15. I mean, I don't know. The only hard thing is if you've already bought the original, do you want to pay $15 to get the original and a couple extra levels? So, I don't know. You can make the call there, but definitely if you hadn't played Portal yet, $15 is a steal. Grand Theft Auto, they also released Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which is like the best sandbox Grand Theft Auto game ever. So if you hadn't played that yet, something's wrong with you. $15, go buy it. And finally, I don't know if we talked about this already, but Duke Nukem 3D, $10. I don't even know why I had to tell you this. Why are you not buying this game right now?
I hear there are screenshots of Duke Nukem Forever hidden inside Duke Nukem 3D.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, look, they preserved everything from the original, even the titties, so I'm glad.
Good.
No titties have been censored.
No titties are harmed in the making of this game.
All right, well, now it's time for feedback. Our first voicemail comes from, that dude that we were trying to call earlier today.
Keyshawn.
Yeah, Keyshawn from Oregon. So let's get it playing here.
Hey, BDB, favorite listener. You know, Keyshawn, you know, from Oregon. He's calling in. Hey, what's up? My battle, y'all. You know, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the challenge. And my homies around here, we're ready for this. Go rob a bank, whatever. Kill a donkey. We'll go gangbang a pinata, whatever. We're ready. Anyway, just in case you don't get the callback number again. 541-870-3992.
Like, he was not ready.
Get me back.
He was not ready.
Keyshawn has walked the walk, but I totally fucked
he's
that
he's
up.
Talking the talk.
He's talking the talk.
Did not walk the talk.
Here's our next voicemail. It's from a certain someone who we haven't heard from in a while.
Communists. I'm talking about communists, you know? It's like ants don't cast a shadow, you know? I've been slaving in the kitchen. I've been cooking for potatoes for weeks. I mean, we're talking massive amounts of potatoes here. White, yellow. We've got blue, red, orange, black and gray, purple, burgundy, silver, umami, ripple, strawberry, fucking glued paper in these big, like, bowls of just more and more of this ridiculous, pumped-up, hippie hairdo fucking shite, you know? Blake, fuck you. Justin, fick you. And other guy, I will Millerize you. Yeah. It's like, this is what it's all about. Don't you see?
All right. So thank you.
Was that Sipping the Swede?
It certainly sounded like him.
It sounded like Sipping the Swede.
That has to be the Swede.
Either Sipping the Swede or a really, really drunk TK is what I would... I think it was Sipping.
All right. So there we have it. All right. So emails. Somebody read this email.
It's Mark G. If you recall, whenever I listen to the Holy Trifecta too much, the gods of podcasting send messages to me telling me to stop. My dear hosts, it happened again. I've had a large bug bite on my left foot about a week now, about as long as I've been going through the old IMG library. Recently, it developed into more of a scab than a bug bite. He's got stigmata, I think. Whilst listening to the fourth or fifth IMG show in a row, I reached down and scratched my foot without thinking of the scab. Blood started pouring out all over the place, and yet I continued to listen to the Holy Trifecta as I cleansed my foot in holy water. I blame the BDPE host for this infection, and even now the wound glistens with blood as Satan's glowing red eyes are staring at me, daring me to unpause your show. I fear I shall turn into a werewolf or something if you do not release a new show in the next full moon, October 14th.
Oh, we miss that.
Help me, BDPE.
Oh, failed that one.
You're my only hope. I think he's a werewolf now. We'll have to see about that. On my quest to improve that Blake dumb, I have started using the word Blake to mean stupid, fat, and or in the closet.
Dude, you're
so,
blinking right now.
Blake, he says.
Now you need to put off, you need to go exercise, man. You're starting to put on a little extra Blake.
Oh, my goodness. He goes on to say, I know some of the listeners missed out on our IMG episodes. I put them all on Mega Upload so that others might listen and begin bleeding spontaneously. So he's uploaded them. We have the
mega
URL
upload,
here.
megaupload.com/?D=4Q56SRJ6.
There you go. He ends the email with, wait a minute, what does he say? This site is pretty Blake. I guess he's talking to us, our site. So if you can't figure it out, there's a little box for that you have to type code into about one-third of the way down the page on the right side. It's pretty noticeable. What is he talking about?
Right, anyway. He's talking about the Mega Upload site.
All right, so our next
upload,
email
okay.
is for you, William Miller. It says, James M., happy birthday, William Miller, October 3rd.
Oh, somebody knew. Thank you, James.
Dude, I didn't even
M.
know
You're
it was your
favorite.
Birthday. I don't even know these things. How do people on the internet know more than me?
I don't know. They like me better.
Tim G says, hey, fellas. Tim here from Minnesota. You guys do owe me a T-shirt from the Donate to Cancer Fight deal. I thought I'd just send you a reminder again. I'm pretty sure you have my address from the other emails. Here it is again. Yeah, totally. I'm making them today.
Blake Buck, seriously, dude.
Yeah, it's just one of, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put it in my phone. I'm going to make myself a reminder in my phone right now, and I'm going to go do it. I wrote myself a note just now. I'm going to do it this
all
week.
I'll take this next one here. Thomas K. writes in, if you didn't know this, you better fucking believe it. http://store.baconsalt.com.
Because everything should taste like bacon.
So text from the site, quote, our mission in life is to make everything taste like real delicious bacon without the fat or calories. Choose from 3 bacon-filled flavors, original, hickory, and peppered, or buy all 3. If you're ordering online, most people receive shipments within a week, blah, 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 blah. I have, as a matter of fact, ordered bacon salt 4-pack.
the original hickory peppered and natural bacon salt.
Natural bacon salt.
I'll give
salt.
You a review as soon as I've gotten that heat. Keep it cool and have a good one. P.S. Miller, you and I have an OS fight, Windows versus Mac. You better be fucking ready and also tell me when you... Why are you even bothering with Windows versus Mac shit?
You know you're going against Mac's stronghold with the BBP?
This is IMG born.
Yeah, listen, TK. I use a PC all day at work. I have this juggernaut beast PC. I'm talking quad core. I'm talking 8 gigs of RAM. And you know, look, this thing is a beast. I hate it because it has Vista on it, and Vista sucks balls, okay? It doesn't work. It breaks every day. And I love my Mac, so fuck you.
All right. Sirius Fox sends us a message. Long show, thumbs down. I need my weekly BDPE fix, but I like my fix to be no longer than one potent dose if I can help it much. Much longer than that, I get sleepy. Blake Smart, listen to the damn smart words in episode 44. Shut up! Wait.
We don't take criticism well.
No, that was actually a compliment. Damn it. I got confused.
All right. Captain Rufus writes, this is Captain Rufus, and it's good to see you crazy fucks back on the horse. It's been so damn long, I forgot what any of you were talking about last time. However, it is interesting that y'all have been doing the Nerf stuff. I guess he's referring to the Nerf guns we modded last show. A friend of mine just bought a giant chain gun of Doom 2 weeks ago, and I have included photo evidence of its greatness. Greatness so great, people thought this comic-styled reporting of this was purely stupid.
So he's got a bunch of images here that are like...
Yeah.
A recap. It's like a...
He's made a comic of his gun.
So if you want to see that, it's at bestdamncomic.com/showfiles/RUFUSCOMIC1.jpg. So Rufus Comic 1 and then Rufus Comic 2, 3, 4.jpg if you want to see all four of them.
It's pretty good. He also asks if Fick ever got those Cthulhu fuzzy slippers, or was that Miller? I don't remember that. What was the...
I got a little Cthulhu plush guy back in the day.
Right.
I have a little stuffed Cthulhu on my desk at work.
All right.
But I never got Cthulhu fuzzy slippers. That would be awesome. But I can provide said demanded photographic evidence, no problem.
Leo Vader writes, he gives us his phone number and says, make my dreams come true. P.S. To me, when Wazoo said whatever about William Miller sticking his genitals in Blake Buck's pressure cooker means butt. Anyway, something to think about. Thank you, sir.
I don't even remember that. That was a long time ago, I guess.
Yeah, that was the last show. Ancient history.
Oh, God.
Justin, get this next one.
All right, I'll take Calyx here. Good evening, gents. I would just like to say that I don't know what the other listeners are blathering on about. While the lack of show is mildly annoying, I think the poor underclass other listeners are not coming at it in the right direction. Smearing butter around your face is a well-known sport to those that are educated, and jerking off instead of printing the t-shirts is an appropriate method of procrastination. It is vexing to me that what people will say, casting you as villain for only doing a show once a month. And while that means episode 50 won't be for another half a year, they should be lucky you aren't doing a show every quarter.
Yeah.
Which is what we're basically doing. We could be doing
a show a year. Fuck you guys.
On another note, I would like to say that I don't understand the Blake faction. While Buck's mental capacity has always been in question, there is one thing we should focus on, and that is Buck equals weight. He has never denied it, but I propose a new faction to unite all, Team Blake Fat Fuck. While you may say that Team Blake Pussy Doubler is a new coming of Christ to unite all, that is simply not true. We have yet to see a video of Buck banging both Woman 2.0 and Durandal at the same time. So long, chaps. I am off to the theater. Squirrel rape is thick level gore.
Okay. I don't even know. I haven't been to the forums in so long.
Yeah, I know. I don't even want to peek in there to see. Speaking of Blake, Buck equals weight. I don't know if any of you guys caught this, but I've been on bodybuilding.com more than a couple times in the past month. They also hate me over there. I'm trying to remember. Somebody had a real good one. It was like, he looks like, I think I was wearing a striped shirt. He looks like obese Waldo.
Wait, what? You mean your picture found its way
No.
over to bodybuilding.com?
Okay, so, well, I do this segment on the radio where we make fun of websites. And so I have a friend who's real into bodybuilding.com. And so he gets this, like, terrible, stupid post, and we make fun of him. And then he posts the video online to eventually which they'll find it. Oh, I didn't tell you guys this story. No. So we posted this thing on bodybuilding.com, and right, we have a chat room at the radio station I work at. And so the next day it flooded with like 100 people from this chat room. And we got a webcam too. So they're like, take off your shirt. Show us your tits, man. So there's this one guy, phone rings. I pick it up. This one guy says, hey man, I'm going to drive up there and I'm going to kick your ass right now. And I said, bring it on. No, I'm in the car. I'm coming to kick your ass. So I don't think much of it. About 4 hours later, Blake, there's a visitor to see you at the front desk. Oh, God. This dude drove up from Jackson just so he could kick my ass. Thankfully, he did not kick my ass. But there's photos of that somewhere on there. Anyway, that's a side story.
Blake Buck, you have like the thickest skin of any man I know. Like, you could say anything to Blake Buck and it would not ever faze him at all.
Like, it's because I'm the fucking best. You fags kidding me? I need your approval. Go fuck yourself.
So what did happen? Did you kick his ass? You talk him down?
He brought security? No, he brought these signs up with him that said, like Blake Buck owned by bodybuilding.com, and he took some photos. So I figured that was a good trade instead of getting my ass kicked.
That's pretty funny.
Internet is serious business.
They will come to your house and take photos with you.
With signs.
Falcor writes, hey guys, whatever happened to Blake playing marathon videos? As I recall, he owes us a video diary of himself playing Marathon 1 and 2.
Look, no,
we ain't number one in Podcast Alley.
Right? Podcast Alley, never. You try to slip that one by us, okay?
Look, you ain't gonna trick me, son.
That deal is still on, believe you me. actually, that game will probably be delisted by the time we actually get that high on Podcast Alley. So,
Nah. Dude, conversion rate way above what they were talking about. And then they've stopped the delisting talk anyway. So, but it was never in any danger of that.
Yeah, I don't see why they would do that anyway. I mean, for what? I mean, it's not like you have shelf space. You know, it's a fucking digital. I mean, you can have as many as you want.
You know, I mean, they solved that problem with the new experience anyway. You can actually, you know, fucking sort the games now.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Lucas writes, there's a thread going down in the forums breaking down the various types of Macs. Here's the link. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. This is the first time I've been in the forums in a long time. Yeah, well, I just, like, click on it. There's, like, blood coming out of it. Oh, there's me. What is this? Somebody summarize this. I'm not reading all this.
Basically, it's just, you know, like, we have the Octomac, which is 8. And now people are talking about the 16-0 Mac, which is 16, the 32-0 Mac, and the 64-0 Mac, and trying to give names to everything.
Good God. Look at this shit. Leo Vader, like, holy shit.
What?
Go to click that first link to his blog or whatever. That's ricoculous. It looks like 16 meats. Yep. That's ridiculous.
Oh.
Wow. Congratulations to you. We didn't have to tell you to do that. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
Well, that said, it does say that he was only able to eat half of it.
Yeah, it's got pictures of him throwing it up at the bottom of the page.
So if you want to check that out, it's at leovader.com/2008/10/03/lunch. All right. Justvic, take this Zap Brannigan email.
All right, well, very quick, Lucas has issued a challenge.
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
So he says, this is something that needs to happen. So my proposal is the three hosts of the best damn podcast ever and the audio editor / reigning Mac champion, Lucas, will find a time to meet in New York City, the capital of America, and consume an M64, which I guess is the 64-0 Mac. At the McDonald's in Times Square. Bruce Morrison will attend for camera and referee duties.
You realize that's 16 burgers each. I just want you to know that.
It's impossible.
Maybe
you do know about the In-N-Out Burger, right? Y'all know about?
I'm aware of In-N-Out Burger. They have them all over the place in Vegas.
Yeah, but do you know about the secret menu at In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so for those of you out there talking about Octomax or whatever, if you go into In-N-Out Burger and there's this nomenclature you use, you say like 2x4. That means 2 meats, 4 cheeses. You say 8x8, 8 meats, 8 cheeses. I think the largest one ever recorded was a 100x100. Costs like $70.
Yeah, there is no upper limit
right.
to that.
If you can pay for it, they will make it.
I like that. All right, so Zap Brannigan of Albemarle fame says, "That's it, I've had enough. We need more regular episodes. Every 2 or 3 episodes starts with Blake Buck saying, 'We're going to get back to doing regular episodes.'" What? Apparently, all that Southern comfort that you used to double pussy has been getting to your other head as well, King Buck. With this in mind, you don't talk about my Southern comfort consumption. If the next episode is released in over a month from today, October 5th, so November 5th, for all you keeping score, expect to see a big dick in the album art.
Dude, you know what we should do? We should have this ready to go and just withhold it until November 6th.
No, this show will probably come out before November 5th, but who cares? I want a big ass
dick. That's
what I'm
saying. We just withhold it until then, just so we can get
put it in right now. I want to see a big dick right now. Put it in there. Pop it up. Big dick. Put my face in there somewhere, maybe. I don't know. In and around the dick. All right, so. Oh, my God, so many emails. We're almost at the end, though. William Miller, take this one.
All right. Zool Art writes, "I have something to say to each of you. Miller Intelligent, you need to get an AIM Skype, or you need to get on AIM Skype when you get home. If the site's ever going to be done, because you're only online at work. I've made loads of shit that you need to look at. P.S. Miller, forum, yeah. Actually, I did install...
No, I don't even want to hear it, all right?
No, listen.
I want to hear these empty fucking broken dreams of a promise.
Now, hang on now. I did install that new forum.
A secret thing, and it's happening tomorrow. The site's happening tomorrow.
I installed a new forum on my own personal site to test it out, and it does in fact work and is very easy. And there's a conversion utility to get our database from the old forum into the new one. So look,
so
that could happen pretty quick.
But I hadn't seen
shit from Zool Art over here in terms of new website power. You can send me that mess at work. I'll talk to you, baby.
Look, you get it done. All right, if I do fucking shirts this week, I'm gonna fucking do shirts this week.
So you better have
the website.
All right, here it is for all to see. If
everyone is gonna
shirts,
see, it's like a
I
fucking bet
sites.
Now. All right, by this time next week, when we do this show next Saturday, because we're doing them once a week, you're gonna have the website done, and I'm gonna have the shirts ready to ship out.
Okay,
it's agreed.
No, we should make this a challenge. So. Whoever gets it done first, like whether Blake Bug gets the shirts done or William Miller gets the form done, whoever gets it done first gets to shame the other in some way.
But that's pretty much the bread and butter of this show. Are you kidding me?
Okay, Blake Dumb. So BD. I guess that's short for Blake Dumb. Since you're never going to make them shirts, I just made my own since I have your material. Should be getting in about 2 to 3 weeks from now.
No shit. I guess the shirts win.
Done. I don't have to make them anymore. I get a free one.
No. Listen. Look. I'm putting out the ultimatum. I will not make a website until Blake Buck makes the shirts.
Hey, fuck you. I'm not doing the shirts till you make the fucking website.
Well, I guess we're just fucked then. All right. Thick awesome. Install Warcraft 3. Man, TK's been bugging me forever about playing Warcraft 3 with him. I don't want to play Warcraft 3 with anybody. Because they will stomp my face. That is not a fun game to play if you're getting your face stomped. Dumb. All right. Also, you need to make 6 kinds of battle. Or make me do old ones. And some of the ones you get on Skype when you're not in. Look, you're just starving for battle, baby. We're going to get you. Don't worry.
All right, so our next email comes from Twitch. Hey, BDPE, you ass clowns owe me a t-shirt. What the fuck is this? Broken record assholes. I swear to God. I can't tell you when or why or what my name and address is because I had to fake my own death a while back.
That by itself earns him a shirt.
Yeah, I think they get you a shirt anyway. Please do not read my address or real name on the air, as the gay mafia may be listening. Hugs and kisses, Twitch. Thank you, sir. All right, William Miller, read this last email and let's get it done.
All right, Winston L. writes, "Dear Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm a new Australian listener to your show, and I'd just like to say your show is awesome. Anyway, while I was looking at new PSP games, I saw this and thought you guys would like to make fun of it." He's got a link here.
So this is Neopets Pet Adventures. What is the name? What does that say? I can't even read it. It's so small.
Can't even read that. That's ridiculous.
Oh, the wand of wishing.
Good God.
Neopets Pet Adventures, the Wand of Wishing.
So that sounds like a game for you. You have to level up your pet and get him the wand, and then every now and then still clean up his shit.
Dude, that game makes fun of itself.
All right, now it's time for the stump. Yeah, you faggot.
I gotta look around quick. Wait,
I know.
I don't have any games.
My default is just look around my house for a stump.
All right, well, While you guys are dicking around, I'm gonna shoot mine out and see. You guys might get this. William Miller might get this, but let's see.
All right,
my stump is called 5 Days a Stranger.
Ooh, I don't know that one.
5 Days a Stranger, of Stranger.
5 Days a Stranger.
5 Days. This sounds like one of those like bullshit adventure games that it's supposed to be like Myst, but it's like Myst knockoff. It's like the box almost looks like the Myst box art. Mysterious Stranger. Or maybe it's one of those things where you gotta click the, you know, find the hidden object game. Oh God. That's what this is.
Actually, you're doing good at adventure games. So what this is, it's one of those adventure games like Monkey Island. It's it's actually made by the guy's Yahtzee. He's the one that does zero punctuation. I don't know if he also makes games.
Oh really? Like a real game or like a web game?
It's actually kind of cool. Like it takes place in like this mansion, and you're a thief and you're breaking into the mansion, but it sort of like traps you in it, and you get in there and you realize there's like other people trapped in there with you, and then it sort of plays out like a horror movie, and it's kind of cool, and he has a whole like mythos around it, but yeah, it's called 5 Days of Strangers at fullyramblomatic.com. I've played through it while I was searching through some indie game database, and it was actually quite good. So
cool.
All right, I got one for you guys.
What you got? I know you went on fucking Google and you typed in obscure game I never played and no one ever played, but I'm going to make fun of Blake for not knowing.
Dude, no. Okay, I played this game back in the day, and I might have actually used this one on the show before. I'm going to use it again anyway. I don't even care. My game is called Cadaver.
Oh, you fucking have used this, but I still don't remember what it is. Obviously, you dead. And you got to come back. And the only way to come back is to find Holy Grail, which is in the sewers. Or like that game Fester's Quest. Remember that fucking game had to go in the sewers the whole time? On the NES? Anyway, what the hell is this?
A Cadaver was a Bitmap Brothers game. Did you ever play games by Bitmap Brothers? They made like,
I have.
Yeah, they made these old DOS games that like probably graphically were some of the best DOS games around. And this was like an isometric, top-down isometric adventure game where you were a dwarf and you start in dungeon and you have to find your way out of dungeon. But it's pretty good. It was a gorgeous game.
So where does the Cadaver come into play?
You know, I never really figured that out. I didn't play all the way through it, so I never realized why the game was called Cadaver. It's a little weird. Huh.
Fuck the bullshit, then.
My game for you guys. Now, I may have used this one before, and it's not that obscure, so you might get it. It's called Power Stone.
Oh my God. You tried to make me play this game.
No, you played this game with me.
On the Dreamcast, like, you could pick up. Like, I'm done. Look, you can't be bringing that weak-ass shit in here, Blake Buck.
Well, I just played it like last week. I played Power Stone 2. That game is a fucking bomb. Smash Brothers has never had shit on Power Stone.
That was a pretty fun game.
You shoot each other. You grab guns. It's totally awesome. So it's a fun party game. You should check it out if you got. Actually, I think they recently re-released it on PSP as well. So it's killer.
Lord knows nobody's going to play it now on the Dreamcast.
Yeah. Hey, bump that noise. All right, it's time to call back these bitches.
All right, let me call back these bitches.
Which one are we calling first?
No, I'm not. Look, we're not calling back that other guy. Not until he proves himself worthy on the forum.
He needs to come to us and present himself.
Kayshawn,
give himself up to us and beg.
I told him he needs to beg at the altar of the trifecta, and he says, "Oh, I'm begging." Look, son, that's not good enough. All right, we're going to call him back.
You reached Josh Campbell. I'm not available at the moment. Please leave a message. Bye.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5.
Hang on,
when you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Look, son, you gotta answer your phone, alright?
Look, right, the world hangs in the balance and shit.
We're gonna wait a minute, and we're gonna give you one more try. After that, you fail.
Call him again.
All right.
I'll give him a minute. Let's wait a minute.
We'll give him a minute, and then we'll call him back.
No, we'll call him continuously every 5 seconds.
I'm trying to think. What else can we talk about?
Oh, so I got a story for y'all. So we were... I call up Blake Buck, and he says, we're going to do a show. And then I call up Justin Fick, and Justin Fick says, yeah, I'll do a show, but I gotta eat my cereal first. What were you eating? Oh, Count Chocula. So William Miller thinks, man, I'm hungry. So I call back Blake Buck. He says, you know, I got to go get some food. So William Miller wanders into his kitchen wondering what he's going to eat. And I open up my my freezer, and I'm bathed in heavenly light. Lo and behold, in front of my face are three, count them, three Hungry Man dinners. Now look, y'all, there is nothing better than Hungry Man's. All right, if you're hungry and you're a man, you eat a Hungry Man. Now you got to eat like three of them to be thoroughly sated, but look, Hungry Man's, my girlfriend, she bought them the other day. I forgot. Oh my god, I remembered. It was great.
Yeah, I got a good quick story for you guys, because I think I told you half of this story, William Miller. So all right, the date is September 26th, 2008. It's the night of the first presidential debate, so happens to be happening on my college campus here at Ole Miss, right? So somehow, because I work at the radio, somehow Blake Buck got a press pass to get into like the I don't know who fucked up and made that mistake, but I had a press pass to get into the media tent. So I go through the security checkpoint, right? I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I see John Kerry. I pass him. His face was real damn long. I saw Rudy Giuliani, you know, passed him. And so I'm going up to the media tent. I'm going through, and it's pretty cool, you know, hanging out. There's a whole bunch of, like, CNN reporters and stuff there. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see another tent off in the distance. I say, well, what's in there? I wander in there, and Blake Buck has found the Anheuser-Busch hospitality tent. Oh my god.
Debate over.
About eight.
We have eight, a winner.
About eight beers and 10 minutes later. I'm having a ball. So the debate is almost over, right? And I'm drunk off my ass. So the debate wraps up. I walk into the media tent. All these people are coming in and spin alley, you know, talking about, you know, how the debate went. I didn't even fucking see the event. I saw the bottom of these bottles instead of the. And so I see the CNN reporters there, and I see him filming, and I'm like, I could just stand right behind him. There's nothing to stop me from being on national TV right now. So I have a photo. In fact, we might put it up in the album art. You can see me drunk off my ass on Fox News, like, right after the debate. You can tell there's a look in the eye that says I am drunk off my ass.
You've got that smile on your face. It's just like a straight line all the way across your mouth, you know?
Dude, I have to see this picture now.
Your eyes are glazed over. Oh, my God.
It's my Facebook photo. I'll put it in the album art. Lucas, I'll send it to you, or I'll get it to Zab, or whoever does. Zab Brannigan does the album art. But that's so, as if that weren't enough, I didn't tell you about this part, right? So then I go to the square and drink more. The square is where all the bars are in Oxford. So I drink more somehow. I think my alcohol fortitude had increased from normal standards for the debate. And then a friend of mine says, dude, we're going to go get fucked up at Shepard Smith's house. So 10 minutes later, I'm in Shepard Smith's house, and I don't even know how much I've had to drink. And I go up and I ask Shepard Smith. I say, you know, I'm an aspiring journalist, right? You're clearly one of the top journalists in working today. What if you had one thing to tell me, what would it be? So he looks like he gets real serious and, you know, gets this look in his eye like he's going to tell me something bold. And he says, if I had to give you one tip about being a journalist, get another job. You're wasting your damn time.
So oh, shit, son. I see your face on that Fox News.
You see it there.
Dude, that's awesome.
We have found the winner of the presidential debate.
I wasn't sure where the camera was, right? So, but I found out when a friend who like lives in Tennessee called me and said, Blake Buck, am I looking at you on Fox News?
How did you get the photo? That's what I want to know.
A friend of mine was TiVoing it. There's a guy, you see the guy in the turban, like yeah. back and to yeah, the yeah. left of me? He was TiVoing it and he sent me the photo.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Yeah, you can cross that one off your bucket list, Blake Buck.
Drunk on Fox News, done. All right, let's call this guy up one more time.
All right, we're going to give him a call.
If he doesn't answer, it's fail. I hate to say it.
I know. Well, we'll see. I'm pulling for him. I really am.
Oh no.
You've reached John Campbell. I'm not available at the moment. Please leave a message. Bye.
Damn. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5.
I had that buzzer bomb ready.
When you are finished recording,
I don't have it.
Hang up. Or for delivery options, press it. Pound.
We were pulling for you. We really, really were. But sorry. You failed.
I see nothing in my inbox, and I see nothing on the phone. That's all. That's it. You're done.
Charge that phone next time.
That was disappointing.
Hey, I'm telling you. That's it. I think we got to close off Battle for a few weeks until you guys are worthy of it again.
Yeah, this was extremely, extremely disappointing. In fact, we might have to call Lucas to show you how it's done. Next time we record a show.
So if you want to sign up for Battle, if you think you can do better than these butt clowns, what is it? What's the number? 845-BATTLE-9 is the number to dial. Leave your name, telephone number, or send us your name and telephone number with the subject Battle to feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. I guess that's the end of the show. Oh, we got to do the... I forget. All right, that does it for this week of the Best Damn Podcast Ever! What do you guys think about that?
It's a pretty good show, Blake. Do we actually do that ending anymore?
Do that.
I mean, I thought that was like something we stopped after IMG. It's been so long.
Never.
It's been so long. I mean,
it's always been a staple. Right.
So if you want to send us any emails, feedback@bestdamnpodcastever. Remember, you can sign up for Battle there, or you can leave us a voicemail, 845-BATTLE-9. We prefer voicemails over email, because you fuckers write long-ass emails. Donate at bestdamnpodcastever.com if you want to donate to us through PayPal. There's links in the show notes and on the website. And you got to vote for us at Podcast Alley if you want us to get to number one, so y'all can see my penis.
Also, Blake Buck is running for president. These last three, you know, these last couple days, it's really important that you get the word out, you know, register your friends or dead relatives to vote. We want to get him in the White House. He's already been on Fox News. He's proven leader.
That's going to be Lucas, that better be the picture of on the site when this show goes up.
Blake Buck, president in your white tuxedo.
Me drunk on Fox News.
Okay. That one. That's better.
All right, so we got to thank Lucas, Zap, Brannigan, and everybody who helps us out, and all you guys for putting up with our bullshit, even though we never put out shows. And I think that does it. So from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Wee Miller.
I'm Justin Fick.
And we'll see you next time.
All you people up there in City Hall, you're fucking it up for the people that's in the streets. is a song for the people in the streets at the People's City Hall. All you motherfuckers in the streets, it's time to rise up. Come along, children, and fucking rise. Yeah, we should fucking start a riot. A riot. We'd have them screaming in the streets. We'd have them tipping over shit and breaking fucking windows of small businesses and setting fucking fires. And setting fucking fires. And setting fucking fires.
Then after the smoke has cleared and the rubble has been swept away, me and KG will peek out our heads. We've been watching the riots on a monitor 20 floors below sea level from a bunker.
We did it, Rage Cage.
We beat the bastards of City Hall!
But now what will we do? We must rebuild.
But who will lead us in the rebuilding process? Man, it's got to be someone with the know-how and the elbow grease to lead us to a new land. No, not me and KG. We don't have the cognitive capacity to lead. All right, we'll do it.
We'll lead us to kings. We'll lead us to kings.
First decree is to legalize marijuana. The tyranny and the bullshit's gone on too long.
You old fucking shrimps who blocked its legalization. You're banished from the land.
We'll lead us to kings.
We'll lead us to kings. Lead us to kings.
The second decree.
No more pollution, no more car exhaust,
or ocean dumpage. From now on, we will travel in tubes.
We'll lead it to kings.
Oh, God. We'll fucking lead us to kings.
Get the scientists working on the tube technology immediately.
Chop, chop, let's go. Third decree.
No more rich people. And poor people. From now on, we will all be the same. I don't know, I gotta think about that one.
Lead us to kings.
Oh my god.
What?
Dude, the red phone is flashing.
Oh yeah.
Let me scoop that up. Hello? Two kings.
Who is it?
What? No! No fucking way!
What?
Reach, there's a potato famine in Idaho. You gotta go down there.
Oh what?
Dude,
what?
I gotta stay here.
Why do I have to
please,
go?
Please!
Oh, God. Okay.
Awesome. Fine. Is he gone? All right. Emergency meeting of Parliament. All right, Parliament. I know this is fucked up. But Rage, he can't be king anymore. Dudes! He's encroaching on my decrees. Seriously, let's make him Duke. A kick-ass Duke. Or leader formerly known as King, but uh-oh, he's coming back.
We'll lead us to King. Oh, yes, we'll really lead us to King.
Dude,
Rage.
I went all over Idaho.
Yeah?
Plenty of potatoes
what?
Everywhere.
There was
yeah,
no
there's
famine?
No famine, no.
Dude,
I don't know what's a...
A toast.
A toast.
Long live the D.
Long live the D.
Long live me. I'm sorry. I poisoned your wine. For the good of the land.
I poisoned yours as well.
No!
No!
City, 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 city
Cause no one here is rocking. People inside me are asking me to blow up City Hall. Cause everyone is rocking, sockin' robots. Everyone is rocking, sockin' robots. Everyone is rocking, sockin' go! Oh!
Cut that part out.
We've got it.
Do you believe in God?
I believe.
You do?
I believe in God. Oh, I believe in God. Oh, I believe in God.
Do you?
I believe in God.
Yeah, but you didn't fucking come out with this one.
I got some lyrics.
Malibu nights, tangerine dreams, Malibu knees, Malibu dreams, Malibu, making a poo. Stanky poo, looking at you. Time for the breeze, time for the